Hi, Babita. How are
Hello.
you?
Good, good. Thank you.
Welcome to this session. And as you know, this session has been this will be recorded. I hope it's okay with you.
Yes, I'm fine.
Yeah, and whatever happens in this session, it stays here. It's only for us to learn. So it's in a safe space. And before we start, probably we can take a few breaths to just come to the present moment. Yeah, just breathe. Yeah. Yes, Babita. So what would you like to discuss today?
Okay, so today I would like to discuss something about my work. Okay, so I would like to share that I have joined this company where I am in the last I'll be completing a year next month. So I was with the company which was quite relaxed. The portfolio was the COE role, and I had worked there for 5 years, and I was quite comfortable with that role. The reason why I changed to this job was the proximity to my residence. So now here in this business, people are good. No wonder about it. But there is a challenge that I'm facing. So I thought I should discuss this issue with you today.
Okay, so I hear you were doing quite good in your previous company, and now you have moved to another, basically because it's more closer to your residence. And you said a challenge at work. Can you tell me more about it?
Yes. So this is a retail business. So in a retail business, what happens is there is a lot of attrition. Then you have to hire a lot of people. Okay. So the challenge that I'm facing here is the business is very comfortable getting their own people on board. In the sense, they don't trust the HR to get their people, whereas they would believe or they would rely on the references which are coming from the team members or from the distributors rather than relying on HR sourcing candidates for them. So this is my concern because sourcing becomes a very, very important, recruitment becomes a very important thing for HR, and this is the challenge that is at hand.
So yes, I hear your role in sourcing, okay, and recruiting is what you're wondering, what your role is in sourcing per se as an HR in this new company. Can you tell me more about your role which you're expecting, your expectation of your role?
Sorry, coach, I couldn't hear that question.
Yeah, all right. I'll just repeat it for you. Yeah, I hear the new company, okay, the HR sourcing is done in a different way. So can you tell me more about your expectation about your role in this new company? Like, what? Tell me more about your role.
Yes. So my role is the overall head of HR. So I am responsible right from recruitment to the exit of an individual. So if a person joins, so recruitment involves, includes the hiring of people, taking them on board, sourcing them firstly, and, the entire journey after the person is on board. Putting that person through the proper induction, onboarding, then putting them through the required learning and development initiatives, managing the performance cycle of that individual, and then ensuring that the person is motivated and continues being productive in the organization. So that is all about my role.
And how is it different from from what you're doing? This is the role as it is defined, and you have an expectation also as to what you will be doing. So can you what else about that role which you're doing? Like, the work, the role you have and what you're doing.
So the
Your
role,
role
as I
in that
told you,
manner.
yes, got it. So the role, as I told you, is to do this entire process. So what happens now is I am not doing the sourcing part. The profiles are being sent to me. So I review them, and if I don't find them suitable, I would reject them based on the various criteria that we have in the organization. If the criteria are meeting it, then I would take them. I would go ahead with the recruitment of these people. So my concern here is that I want to, my concern here is that I want to source the people myself. I want to get people on board so that HR is not seen as someone who's just taking people being referred by the business. While there is nothing wrong in taking people because they are on the field, they get the people from their references, they know them. So there's nothing wrong in that. But still, I feel that I should be able to get people on board because that increases the value of HR. Yeah, that is what I feel.
I'm also curious to know, you mentioned value of HR. Can you tell me more
Yes.
about this value? Because you said value, I'm just curious to understand more about that value.
Yes. Yeah, sure. I will let you know. So value of HR, many organizations, what happens is HR is not seen as as a it's just seen as a person who would cause interruptions in the normal flow of work for a business. Okay. So HR is a business partner, and the value of HR, what I mean by that is it is facilitating and empowering the business to perform better. So that is what I meant by value.
Yeah, so I hear you value the role of HR as a more facilitating, as a facilitating role, right? And you also mentioned, like, the role which you're currently doing, that is the challenge part you mentioned, like, being a facilitator and empowering, and the job description of your role. And you mentioned initially that this is the challenge you're facing. So it seems like you're wondering your role as an HR in the new company, what you want to do as HR in the new company. Is that right? Are you wondering about that?
No, I am very clear about my role as HR in this company. My only concern is that I am I See, what happens is, coach here, so it is part of my KRAs to get hire people, source people and get them on board. So if I don't do that, I am actually not meeting my KRA because most of them are hired through references. So that is one major, part of my KRA, yes.
Yeah, so I hear your challenge about what you want to achieve in the office, but in today's session, what would you like to explore now?
I would like to explore possibilities of getting people not through the standard or the traditional channel that is being exercised or being used in the business, but to get people through the normal recruitment source.
So, in order to move towards this goal, which is this challenge which you have to recruit from your area, not reference, okay, what would you like to do in that role? Like, what more would you want in that? So you want to recruit yourself and not through the channel, not through reference. It has to be you. Okay, so
Yes.
how would you rather so how would you like to achieve how what do you have in mind to achieve that, to get into that part, like wherein you are doing it?
Sorry?
So you I hear the role which you have been assigned to. Yeah.
Vividya, one second. Can I just
Yeah.
help
Yeah,
bring
yeah.
this on?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you are at SNAP. Where are you now?
I'm still finding for the I'm mean, still in the S.
Yes. So and at the end of S, you should be able to get the
A, yeah.
Swali, right?
It's
Yeah,
not.
which means that you'd like to get from the client what would they want to explore today, which is what you're trying
Correct.
to.
Correct.
Now you did ask the client, which was correct, that what would you like to explore today, and an answer has come, right? She said, I would like to get people, not by the traditional way in which this company is doing, but by doing it, which is what HR is supposed to do, which is the most correct way
Correct.
of doing recruitment. So she'd like to.
Correct.
She's saying is, I would like to set the process right the way HR is supposed to do. It would fulfill two, three things. That's what she's trying to say. One, my KRA. Second, I will be the facilitator, which I am supposed to be doing. That's my job, to facilitate recruitment or facilitate anything. And of course, as a bigger picture, HR's value and impression in the organization will definitely grow up because she's really facilitating an important thing like recruitment. Babita, would
Right.
that be the right three bullet points as to what are your reasons for doing this?
Absolutely,
That's
absolutely.
the reason that she would like that time. Now, get people in by normal recruitment source, right? I would like you, now that you've understood this, I would like you to essence it for her in a way which sounds like it is a small a. That is, how would she want to do? The way she's making it sound is very work related. Make it look like what she wants.
Okay.
Would you like to try that with me first? Then I will hand you
Yeah.
back to her.
Yeah. I just. Yeah. So, Babita, it seems you're wondering how to set right the recruitment process so that you can facilitate and empower, right?
That's right.
Right? You agree on this? Yeah.
Yes.
So And when you say set it right. And when you say set right, what does that mean to you?
I mentioned to you that setting this right is very important to me, because once I do that, it is part of my KRA. KRAs are the object, based on the KRAs, it is my performance is evaluated in the organization. So if I am able to set it right, it will reflect, I'll be doing well on my goals. And likewise, I'll be evaluated in my organization. So my future promotions, my increments, everything is dependent on this key aspect. So this is why it is very, very important to me.
Yeah, okay. Performance evaluation. Yes, depends on this when you set it right. So just curious and just to understand a bit more, what would the setting it right bring to you? You did mention about performance evaluation, but just to understand a little bit more, okay, what would that bring to you, setting it right, setting right? What would that bring to you?
It will give me a lot of satisfaction, because something which is not in order, putting that in order always gives me a lot of joy and pleasure.
That is nice. Yeah, you're right. A lot of satisfaction comes when we set things right. Yeah. And what makes this important now? Setting things right, the setting the recruitment process right.
Yeah, so now we are in the month of August, and the performance appraisal usually happens by March. So, by April, so that the entire the next few months, if I do put it right now, I would be able to do something, create an impact by at least getting few profiles to the normal recruitment source, or
Yeah, that
fill in
is,
few positions.
yeah, creating an impact. Yeah. So, what is a useful outcome for you in this conversation today now?
Sorry.
So, what is a useful outcome for you in this conversation today?
Outcome would be, if I am able to set a process, that would be a very useful thing for me.
Yeah, so you would like so for today's session we'll explore like how to set up a process. Yeah, okay. So to in order to set a process, what needs your attention? Like, what needs your attention to get to setting up this process, to set up this process?
What needs my attention? I will have to identify my partners will be able to help me through this journey of getting the right people on board.
Yep, so you correct, identify partners who would help you in this process, right? And what will enable you to set the process? Like, what will enable you to do this? You already mentioned, like, identify partners. So, what will enable you to do all this?
Yeah, the same people would be able to, or the same partners would be able to do that.
And it will be what needs to shift in your perspective to set this process?
So, my perspective is I'm quite clear that we need to work on, we need to look at alternate sources of getting people. And that is the shift, I think. That, okay, my perspective, I'm clear that I'll have to look for partners who can help me.
Okay. So, what is becoming clearer now for you, Kavita? We discussed about setting up a process to recruitment process, setting a recruitment process to set it right and identify partners who will enable you in this. So, what is becoming clearer now?
Yeah, so looks like this is not a difficult task to do. And if we are able to get the right partners in place, and if we are putting a process in place, should not be difficult to get people through the, to source people.
So, what new actions would now be useful to take?
I will have to, yeah, I'll have to have a action plan in place, and that wouldn't be difficult now. It is quite clear.
And what resources do you need to take them to put this to formulate this action plan, which you were saying? Who can help you in that?
Sorry, yeah, I think, sorry, come again.
Like, what
Resources.
resources do you need to get this action plan in?
Yeah, so I have all the resources in place. It's only that I'll have to get into a little more discussion and maybe have a plan with them in place.
And how will you account your progress in this? How will you keep yourself accountable in the progress which you're going to make?
So I am accountable for it myself, and any person that I bring on board is going to it is a goal accomplished. So that is how I'll keep myself accountable. So
Okay, so you will be accountable to yourself, like you will keep your
yes.
monitor yourself and see how the action is progressing, right? Okay, so anything else, Babita?
No, this is good, coach, and it really helped me clear my thoughts.
All right, so are you okay to close this session now?
Yes. Thank you
Yeah.
so much.
Thank you, Babita.